Welcome to episode 157 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. This episode is one in a short sub-series on fossils. If you'd like to hear the other episodes, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. In 1924, a fossil was sent to Raymond Dart. It had been discovered in a limestone quarry near Johannesburg, South Africa. Raymond Dart was intrigued by the brain cast that was visible. Using his wife's knitting needles, he carefully removed the extra rock from around the fossil. Eventually, he was left with the first fragments of a skull of the Australopithecus, a name he himself coined. The skull had traits similar to that of both apes and humans. One of the fragments is part of a lower jaw. This includes some molars, some baby teeth, and some adult teeth that are just starting to come out. The teeth, especially the incisors, are similar to those of humans. Another very human-like feature was the opening through which the spinal cord enters the skull. The fossil that was sent to Dart, named the Tong Child, had a hole towards the base of the skull, typical of an upright bipedal walking posture. In animals like chimpanzees, who walk on all four limbs, the hole is more towards the back of the skull. The fossil is thought to be somewhere between 2 million and 2.5 million years old. The Australopithecus itself was probably around 3 years old. Originally, Dart had estimated it to be about 6 years old, but later techniques, involving the microscopic examination of the teeth, gave a different age, about 3.3 years. The brain cast indicated a brain size somewhat larger than chimpanzees, but not as large as humans. So what is a brain cast? Sometimes when an animal dies and is buried, the body rots away. And if conditions are right, it can leave a hollow cavity in the stone. The empty cavity is called a mold. Once a mold is formed, it can be filled with sediment and water. Sometimes that can form into stone. This is a cast. Sometimes the same processes can cause stone to form inside the bodies of deceased animals. If this rock forms inside of the cranium, we call it a brain cast. The Tong Child was found in a limestone quarry. It was a mixture of sand and other rock that had been cemented together by calcium carbonate. Limestone can dissolve in acidic water. When that water is flowing, sometimes it evaporates, leaving the stone behind. This can form stalactites and stalagmites and flowing curtains of stone within limestone caves. It can also enter the inside of a skull and leave an impression of the brain case as the water evaporates and turns back into stone. It's not an image of the brain, rather the space in the skull where the brain was. The Tong Child and the idea of the Australopithecus being a missing link between ape and human was met with skepticism. In the mid-1800s, remains of Neanderthals had been discovered in Europe, and it was thought that humans had evolved in Europe or Asia. Another piece of evidence widely accepted was a fossil hoax, the Piltdown Man, quote-unquote found in 1912 in England. This particular hoax lasted for more than 40 years. Dart's work caught the attention of a Scottish doctor and paleontologist, Robert Broom. He made several expeditions to South Africa and eventually discovered more Australopithecan remains. Eventually, Australopithecus as a human ancestor became accepted, along with the idea that our origins were in Africa rather than Europe or Asia. Despite the early skepticism, today the Tong Child fossil is considered to be one of the most important fossil finds regarding the origins of humanity. I'll see you next time.